Well, we have to focus on the positives. We have to dwell upon what we've done well, try and encourage more of that, but just with a better end product, which is obviously goals, and goals are the currency that football's dealt in, and you know that'll give us the wins that we think our performance deserved on Saturday. It's strange how a week in football can flip around, you know, where you get luck and then you get no luck. And then, you know, we had a little bit of luck on against Blackpool, but then, you know, the ball bouncing around like it's a force field, stopping it going in the goal. And then you see the most blatant penalty you'll ever see in the history of football. A week after you've got a mysterious one, it just shows you what a good game football is and what an exciting game football is. That's so unpredictable, and you don't always get what you deserve, either for or against you. And we've certainly seen both ends of the spectrum in a week.
I think the Lacey O'Sullivan hitting the post has gone viral online this week as a result of people putting silly music behind it and stuff like that. But you talk about cutting edge in the final third. Sometimes do you just have those days where you think this will not go in the net?
Yeah, you can't realise that that's the case, though, because you'll stop trying. You've always got to try and make it your day. If it isn't, and it turns out not to be your day, it's not going to be for the want of trying. And I think we did that. You know, we kept on peppering their goal right to the end. On the day, we'd have scored 3 or 4. But, you know, the times they're concerned is when the other team are doing it to you. You know, they were delighted with the point. Crawley had a good chat with their manager, who's a really good fella, Dermot. You know, you've got to be realistic about football. And I think, you know, he certainly was, and I think I am, so.
Going forward, looking to the next game and the games ahead, increasing that goal threat or the goal scoring, perhaps, how much of your own and Jimmy Bell's personal experience can you pass on? Because I'm sure you've been through spells where you couldn't stop scoring, but equally where it just wouldn't go in.
You've got to keep your chin up. Well, in my case, my chin's up. I think the fact that I've been through it, I can help the players, you know. They don't mean to miss them on purpose. You know, no one's more upset than the person who misses the chance. But you've got to keep going. We are playing decent football. We have started to play decent football. There'll be a lot of people who will say to you, oh, why don't you make changes? Why don't you bring Gary Taylor-Fletcher on? I like Gary. But when you're that much in control of a game, why do people feel the need to change? And they're only thinking that after the event rather than as it's going on. And if you're having such a superiority, you're only making change for the sake of changing. So, and anyone knows me knows I'm not a lover of substitutes anyway. But, you know, we've got a decent squad, and it might be that other players that are employed to do certain things at certain times. We've got a great game coming up. If we can take the form that we showed last Saturday into that game, we've got a good chance of winning. There's a lot of football to be played, yeah. There'll be a lot of twists and turns, there'll be a lot of disappointments and a lot of highs along the way. I hope there's a lot of highs. I'm certainly braced for a lot of disappointments because that's what football deals you. And it's like a roller coaster, and it's been like a roller coaster ever since I walked through the door at Accrington, so I don't expect anything different.
Is it unusual, though, to be in playoff contention and not feeling that you've reached the heights and played your best? Contrast that with last season when you were playing wonderfully most weeks and you were right in there.
Yeah, you know, but it took us time to get going last year as well. We've got good players. The one thing I will say about this season is I've never had it as difficult to pick a side or a squad as what I have this year. And maybe because I've got more players, and that was by design because of the loan situation, the way that changed. But I'd have to say this is the most competition I've had for places in all my time at Accrington.
In terms of your game this weekend, it perhaps has the phrase banana skin about it when you look just at the league table and at Newport's position. I guess a lot of people will have you on their coupons, but it's not that easy, is it?
Well, you know, we lost to Exeter here. We lost to Cambridge when they were near the bottom. We lost to Barnet, who were near the bottom. The league table's been nothing to me. It's about playing a team who's in our league who are equal opponents. And we'll treat them with the respect they deserve, and we'll try our best to beat them. And if we do beat them, we'll be delighted. If we don't beat them, we hope it's not down to lack of effort.
Do you expect a Graham Wesley Newport to be a very different proposition?
You know, people have their opinion of Graham. I think he's a football person, and he might be a little bit eccentric in his ways, but so what? He's been successful in what he's done. He's been successful as a manager, and I've got a lot of respect for him. And I know he'll set up his team that'll be difficult to beat. So we'll have to be at our best if we're going to get something out of the game.
Is he just the sort of manager that you would call upon if there was a fight to be had and a bat to be won down there?
What he does do, what he is capable of, is he knows football. He knows how to set up a side to win games. And so if you want someone to get you out of trouble, I don't think there's anyone better.